don't even want to.
Okay. So,
I mean, we can cut it if you don't want.
It's just funny. Yeah. And I never would have thought of the name until you just asked me. So it was DJ Spade.
And that's not bad.
No, but it stood for. Oh. Welcome back to Baltimore's best podcast, Inappropriate. I'm Jim.
I'm Steve.
And we are here to entertain you for a few minutes. Thank you for hanging out with us once again. Feel free to share everything that you hear today. Give us a quick rating on your, what's that called, Steve? Spotify.
Spotify and Apple
Music or whatever.
iTunes or whatever you use.
Whatever app you got.
Just click that 5.
We have such an exciting musical show for you.
Yes.
This week.
We have so much to get into.
What you got, Steve?
The list for the new inductees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame came out. So I wanted to get your take on yay or nay.
Okay. And everybody knows when you're in a relationship, sometimes flatulence happens. But did you hear about the most recent incident with the world famous pop star?
No, I didn't.
Well, we're going to get into that a little bit later.
Well, I think we should probably kick it off with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Let's get into it.
The list of the 2024 inductees came out. I just wanted to get your take on whether or not you think they should be in or not in.
Okay.
I always feel like with Hall of Fames, they kind of just let everybody in. Deion Sanders said it. There should be, for like the Football Hall of Fame,
right,
the gold jackets of the gold jackets.
The Hall of Fame of the Hall of Fame?
Yes. Yes.
Now, does the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, similar to like baseball, to where you only have so many tries and then you either get it or you don't?
To be honest with you, I don't even know.
Or they just, some panel picks however many for the year, and then that's that.
And yeah, then and that's that. And then you never hear about the people who didn't make it. You only hear the people that actually did make it. So I guess like every year they'll be like, all right, we'll
throw a couple in there.
Yeah, yeah. So here's the list.
All right, all right.
Mary J. Blige.
Mm.
I would say.
I'd say no.
No. Yes.
She's got a couple hits and she great voice. Big in the mid-90s.
Yeah, but I mean, really, anything, like, she had her like little thing and then there's nothing. Yeah. I don't feel that she should be in it at all.
And honestly, I mean, on a personal level, her song with Method Man was the only one that I really liked. So
I could leave it or take it. So I'm going to say no. I'm going to say no for Mary J. Blige.
A quick story. Everybody knows Schaefer.
Yes.
You know, we've talked about him several times.
We tried to get him on the podcast, but he wouldn't do it. We tried to get him on the
podcast when we were down in Florida. But Schaefer's one of our good friends. He's always just been just that dude. Well, I used to hang out with Schaefer and his older brother back growing up. They lived a block away. His older brother, Drew, was big into rap, big into Mary J. Blige, you know, the whole scene.
He looks like he would be.
Schaefer was also big into Mary J. Blige. You know, she was big at the time. I was over Schaefer's house and we were playing the indoor basketball, you know, you put on the back of your door.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah,
we
were
just playing that and Drew comes in the room and it's like, what was her, It's Your Love or one of those songs. I don't know. And Drew was like, Mary J. Blige is my girl. And Schaefer was like, nah, she's my girl. And Drew was like, nah, I like her more than you. and granted, we're 15 and 18 years old.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
we're not like too young. Well, they started going, no, I like her more. No, I like her more. They got into a fist fight over who liked Mary J. Blige more.
Who won?
It kind of was just how brothers fight.
Yeah, okay.
There's never a winner.
What did you do during that whole thing?
Oh, I just laughed my ass off.
I could imagine you just sitting there laughing at them fighting.
Because they were getting beat up by a Mary J. Blige soundtrack, you know? Like, who wants to get their ass kicked to Mary J. Blige? Yeah.
She's just singing her ballads.
Yeah.
And they're just
and they're just rolling around on the floor. I'm sitting on Chris's bed just laughing my ass off.
Such an idiot.
So maybe if you ask Schaefer or Drew,
they say yes.
Maybe, yeah. I mean, they're willing to throw down for Mandy Blanche.
I mean, she got in, so we're wrong. Okay. But
who's next?
Cher. I think she's a no-brainer.
I think,
I'm actually surprised she's not already in it.
Yeah, that's true. And I think everyone can do that Cher impression where she's like...
That was good for radio.
If just envision the perfect Cher impression. That's what I just did.
You just did it.
Yeah, I think she's been around. I think she still looks 30 years old.
Dude, she does look still good. And I think she's like in her 90s.
Yeah. Like, would you bang Cher?
Now?
Today.
Sure.
So we're in agreements. Like, Cher should get in.
Yeah, Cher should get in.
When she had that music video on the like the Navy boat walking around like that fishnet.
Oh, yeah,
like,
thong. Yeah.
I'm a blonde kind of guy.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But at the time, Cher was the epitome of like.
Oh,
sex.
Yeah, where she had. Yeah, because she had a fishnet thing.
Fishnet bodysuit with just like the thong kind of blacked out area and just walking around with that big old hair of hers.
Her voice sometimes gets on my nerves.
It's a little horsey. Like,
sorry. Yeah. Do you believe?
Do you believe? Love after love. Yes. But yes.
Yeah.
Hall of Fame for sure.
All right. Dave Matthews Band.
Oh, God, no.
I fucking hate Dave Matthews Band.
You know what they should do? When he comes up on stage, they should just dump a pile of shit on him.
Like he did to all those people. I mean, that was a total accident, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't an accident. It was very planned.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought the bus driver, was when they were driving over the thing, he wanted to empty the tank.
Yeah.
He did do it on purpose.
Like he didn't want they didn't want the poop to get on people.
Yeah,
but they meant to dump it in the river.
That's pretty impressive.
I mean, can you imagine how many rivers have Dave Matthews shit in it? Just simply because obviously that wasn't the first time it happened.
Oh, yeah. Because to know that you could pull this lever over top of this bridge, you got to know the bridge is like graded.
Right.
So they were going to pull it and all the piss and shit was going to go through. So it had to be, this wasn't their first rodeo.
No. I mean, they were very familiar with the dump and runs. Yeah.
Do you know, there was, for tailgates for Ravens, do you remember the guy, Rich, that we worked at Verizon, that he would have, he had his Winnebago.
The last name with the A?
Yes.
Okay. Him. What's up, Rich?
He would have a Winnebago, and people, you know, while tailgating, people would piss and shit and that.
Right.
He would take it to, like, a park and just let that shit fly.
He Dave Matthews'd all over that park.
There's a park in Baltimore you probably don't ever want to go to. I think Dave Matthews, it's like a niche thing.
If you're in the jam bands, I mean, you can't like Dave Matthews without liking like Fish.
Yeah, yeah.
And probably Grateful Dead if you're in that genre.
I don't like either one. But I would say Fish and Grateful Dead, I think they're already in, but they deserve to be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. If I was on the panel, I'd say no. But like, I get they've been around for 30 years.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know. I don't want them in.
Yeah.
But fuck.
Foreigner. I gotta say, I like Foreigner a lot. Fucking Cold as Ice. But I'm gonna have to say no.
What's name a second song?
Jukebox Hero?
Oh, that's a good song.
Is that Foreigner?
I don't know. Intern. Is Jukebox Hero Foreigner? Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Jukebox Hero is Foreigner.
Yeah. I think
wait a minute. I want to know what love is.
Maybe they deserve to be in.
Oh. Waiting on a Girl Like You.
Yeah, they got a fucking lot of hits.
Feels Like the First Time. Double Vision.
Oh, yeah. Fucking Double Vision.
Hot-Blooded.
Yeah, I changed my mind. Yeah. I changed my mind.
Head Games?
That was probably all one album.
How many albums does Foreigner have? Eight? Foreigner has eight albums?
They have eight albums? Quick with it, intern.
But, I'm saying they got in. I mean,
all right, yeah.
They just rattled off fucking a shit ton of songs, yeah. And every one of them was better than the next.
Yeah, so, okay, Foreigner in. Peter Frampton.
Nope. I don't like Frampton.
You don't like how he plays the guitar?
Nah, like he's got a unique sound. I get it.
He's got that hose.
But
that
I never bought into that.
Yeah, not my thing.
No.
I'm going to say no.
Not
to
my
Peter.
Bag, baby.
Cool in the Gang.
I get that they were like pioneers.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you one Cool in the Gang song.
God, intern, you're going to make your fucking money today. What's give us a Cool in the Gang song. Jungle Boogie.
Oh, yeah.
Jungle Boogie. Get Down on It. Get Down on It.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of the same song. Celebration.
Oh, okay. Every wedding you go to in your entire life, I guess they get in off of that.
Ladies Night.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think they're like all the same song.
It's the same exact track.
It's like when you sing it in your head, it sounds like the same fucking song over and over.
They found one song that worked. They're like, just change the lyrics.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right. So Cool in the Gang. I'm going to have to say yes, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, that it missed us a little bit with this generation, but you know, their songs still play today.
Think if you were going to get into the Hall of Fame and you were popular in the 70s and it took 50 years for you to finally get in the Rock and Roll.
Hey, motherfucker, where y'all been? I'm dead. I can't even enjoy this shit.
We don't even have all the original members. We're all... Ozzy Osbourne.
100% yes.
Yeah, Ozzy Osbourne's an easy... Dude, I'm surprised he's not tracks. In. I'm surprised he's not... Well, I'm sure he's in for Black Sabbath, but...
Okay, yeah, okay. So is that... Can he got in twice then?
I think, yeah.
Yeah, because he was a solo artist. Thing.
So that probably what took it so long is that he was already in. They were like, all right, we'll give it to him.
Yeah. He can't string two sentences together.
No. It's going to be the worst acceptance speech.
He's like an invalid.
Yeah.
99% of the day. Yeah. And they just wheel his ass up on stage and he just starts cranking out the songs.
Yeah, yeah. Did you hear the thing? Like, have you seen his daughter?
I did actually recently see a picture of
how like she's like people are saying she's on Ozempic,
yeah,
and she's saying she's not, but she's got the Ozempic face, like where it looks like it's all sunken in.
Yeah, like, because Ozempic, like you get there's no muscle.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like normally, if you lose that amount of weight, you're also starting to exercise, so you kind of fill up and got you know you have some shape. But yes, that kind of Ozempic look is just frail.
Yeah.
Skinny and frail.
I think she's definitely on it because she looks like
everybody
else.
Do you know
how
much that shit cost?
I heard it's a lot.
It's like $800 a month.
Really?
Yeah.
Jesus.
And yeah, like as soon as you stop, like your body cannot keep that weight off.
Oh, so the second you stop doing it, you're going to gain the weight back?
Yes.
Oh, fuck.
Your diet has to be on point. And if it's not, it just... Oh, you just start gaining. Yeah. And not only that, when you're doing Ozempic, you're losing muscle. You still have the same amount of fat.
Oh, but.
So you actually are fattier, if that makes sense, okay, in a percentage-wise of your body. So then when you
when they do that little thing, remember in school?
Yeah, right.
You're probably...
I'm not going to say you're not as healthy, but you're really not. But if you're also like 300-400 pounds and you lose weight, you're obviously a little bit healthier.
Yeah,
but it's like you're not healthy.
Yeah, like
your BMI is not healthy.
You cheated because it's like a you.
Yeah, I mean, you know, everybody cheats.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. And especially when it comes to weight loss.
Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you?
You just do whatever you got to do. But like for people that just rely on those Ozempic.
Yeah, I thought it was like one of those things where you take it and then once you know you get to your desired weight, you just stop and then you just try to maintain.
Very few people have been successful
really?
With that.
God, that's...
And then also, because now you're also fattier and you typically will gain the weight back.
Yeah.
Like, it is a diabetes drug.
Yeah.
So now, when you get older and you have diabetes, is this drug going to work for you?
Yeah, yeah. Oh.
So it's a dicey roll. I mean, you're trading your future for now is basically what's happening.
Because I do Hims to try to, like, keep the back of my hair... Like as much as possible, and I know that it's like it now it's a lifetime commitment because it like has worked.
Yes.
And now it's if like one day if I just stop taking it, it's probably all going to fall out.
It'll start to fall out.
Yeah. So I'm just like for the rest of my
but
life.
But that is one like that's one pill a day.
Yeah, it's one pill a day like you just rub some lotion on my head.
And you have more hair now than you did when you got married.
Yes.
You know, so like, yeah. Why would you not?
Yeah, exactly. I had spray on hair. Do you remember that
yes.
for my wedding?
Yes, yeah. Scott sprayed it on.
Yep. So I remember the next morning, you know.
It's all over your face.
It's all over my pillow, the pillow of the Marriott. Or the Hilton or whatever it was.
All right, we got a little sidetracked. Bring us back on track.
All right, so Ozzy Osbourne is a definite yes. And then the final Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee, Tribe Called Quest.
I was a fan growing up.
I got to say no.
I don't know if they're rock and... Like, I guess, well, Mary J. Blige isn't rock and roll.
I think it's now just...
It's just a music.
It's just music.
I like Tribe Called Quest. So...
God, do you know, there is no part of me... that would doubt that you didn't like Tribe Called Quest. Like, you look like you would have liked Tribe Called Quest.
In the old studio, I had two Tribe Called Quest pictures in the old studio. They didn't make it to the new studio.
Yeah.
But they were a staple of my high school.
Uh-huh.
You know, so I have fond memories of that. Also, back when I was DJing, they were popular. So, like, I had to try, you know, all the records.
Did you have a DJ name?
Well, no. I'm trying to figure out how I approach this. I only DJed like local parties.
So
I didn't really have a DJ name.
Yeah.
If I DJed at a party, they were just like, Jim, go,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
But I had, like everyone else growing up in my area, I had a tag.
Uh-huh.
You know,
oh, like a spray paint tag.
Yeah, I never spray painted, but you would just draw it on a notebook. Yeah.
Was it the S? With the
it
the
was
line?
The S. That's,
shut up,
that's,
really?
That's how it started. God, I don't even want to. Okay, so.
I mean, we can cut it if you want.
It's just funny.
Yeah.
And I never would have thought of the name until you just asked me. So it was DJ Spade.
And that's not bad.
No, but it stood for smokes pot and does ecstasy.
Oh. Oh, I was like, I didn't know it was an acronym. Yeah. Okay. Now that's just.
I thought I was super clever at the time.
Yeah. I mean, it's a. I mean, the fact that it stood for something, it's awful, but it wasn't a bad name.
Right. So. But see, my first name is Jim.
Uh-huh.
So, like, to call myself Jimmy Spade.
Yeah.
It was like, there was
like
also David Spade was an actor.
Oh, yeah.
So, it wasn't as cool.
Yeah,
so
I
then
gotcha.
It was just like DJ Spade.
Did you have, like, did you draw, like, a spade?
Oh, yeah, man. It was like the S, and then the P was like the first half of the spade.
Uh-huh.
And then the A was like the other half of the spade, so the S formed it. Yeah, the S and the A formed the spade and then D. Growing up, everybody had a fucking notepad.
Uh-huh.
And you would just tag. Some people were really good at it. I was not exceptionally at it.
I would just
draw cuz I was spacing out.
Yeah. Because you were on pot and ecstasy.
I sent you guys that trippy picture I drew at one point, I think.
Yes, you did.
I drew that in like math class over the course of like two semesters. Just every day I was just drawing like weird shit. And the kid next to me was always like a big stoner. I was never like a big stoner, but he was a big stoner and also tripped on a lot of he was doing more stuff. When I was finished, I would hold it up to him and he'd just stare at it in the middle of class like we thought we were cool, and he's like tripping his ass.
He probably wasn't even fucked up, but he wanted to act like he was fucked up.
I'm sure.
Oh, that's so fucking cool.
I'm sure the teacher was like, what the fuck, this kid? God damn, he's going to be a piece of shit when he gets older.
Remember like in school, like it was cool to be bad. And
yeah.
I remember some kid on the bus, like, we got our report cards, and we're going home. And you remember how, like, when you got your report cards in school, you had to, like, take an envelope. Your parents had to sign the envelope, and then you bring the envelope back to show that you showed your parents. This guy in school got all B's, but he wanted to be, he would wear his, like, overalls backwards, like crisscross.
Oh.
So, yeah. And he changed all his B's to make them look like D's so that he could show, like, on the bus, like, how fucking bad he was. And he got fucking grounded for 5 months because his parents were pissed that he wrote on his report card. Hey, showed it. Like, why would you show your parents if you're going to fucking do that?
That reminds me of something stupid that I used. Well, I think probably every kid did it at one point. Anyway, but, like, we had to get our interns signed, interns, whatever. And I knew only thing my father gave a shit about was homework.
Uh-huh.
If I had an N in homework, instantly grounded. It didn't matter what my grade was.
You'd have an A, but you got...
You typically don't have an N in homework and an A, yeah, but, like, even if I was passing with a B or C, it didn't... N in homework, grounded. Until report cards. So that's, like, several weeks, you know? So I started forging his signatures.
Yeah.
And I was so scared of getting caught, I set up this fucking lab in my room. I found a signature that he had signed for, like, a permission slip.
Yeah.
And my father had, we had, like, a, like, four or five old window panes in this back room.
Uh-huh.
So I set up this window pane like a desk. I got my lamp, put it under it, put his signature paper down. And then I put, you know, where you had to sign on the, on the interim. And I would just practice. And then finally I'd sign it. Yeah. Never got caught. But I signed his name so much. My signature is identical to his now.
Really?
because that's so funny. Signed it so much.
In my mind, I was like an A student. All right. Like I got not straight A's, but close enough.
Right.
All right. All through high school was straight A student, you know. I have told myself that lie so much that I fucking believe it. So for my job, for some reason, they needed to get my high school transcript. I don't fucking know why, but they needed. So I found, I was able to get it online. I was a fucking C student. Like, I was not good at all. And I was like, going to show my daughter and my wife. I'd be like, yeah, look at this fucking shit when I was in high. I was all proud of it. And then I fucking got it and I didn't want to show anybody because I was like, what the fuck is this?
And who would have thought you had to go back and visit that anyway?
Yeah, I know. It was probably one of those things, like a lie that you could keep going forever.
Because nobody could check you on it.
Why would anyone fucking check it? You know who isn't fucking... God, I was trying to do a good transition, but it wasn't coming out.
Have you heard of the Brazilian superstar named Pocah?
Pocah?
Well, her name is Pocah, P-O-C-A-H. She has 15 million Instagram subscribers, and she's world famous. Maybe not here, but... This is an interesting story and a lesson that we can all learn from Pocah.
Isn't it weird that there's pop stars in the other parts of the world that are like fucking insanely popular and I have no clue who they are? I just brought up a picture of her.
Is she hot? Yeah, she's a looker.
Yeah. I feel like you can't be ugly in a pop star.
That's true. Yeah, that's part of the... So her and her new boyfriend,
Brian Austin Green.
Is it?
No.
I was like, dude went down to Brazil to snag him some Pocah. Let me just read you this.
Oh, she's a DJ too. MC Pocahontas.
Is that her DJ name? The 27-year-old singer posted a story about what happened. She explained that following the hours of being too embarrassed to fart in front of her boyfriend, she woke up at 5:30 in the morning with severe stomach pains. So much so that she wound up going to the ER. And she says, that's it, guys. I'm now fine. just an accumulation of trapped farts.
How do you let farts build up in your body?
No idea. She later says, girls, don't be ashamed to fart in front of your guy, because what's really embarrassing is not letting your guy sleep because you're in discomfort going to the hospital with your guy and then being diagnosed with trapped farts.
There's probably some scientific name for that that I have no clue what it is.
Yeah, I don't know. So, a fun fact for your next trivia night, the average person farts 14 times a day. And if that gas is held in, it can easily build up and cause discomfort.
Think of, all right, so she held all that in and then went to the hospital and then they had to let it out. So she had 14 farts built
more
up
than
in
that
her,
she probably had several days.
So she's, let's say, 28 farts built up in her body.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I understand where that could cause you discomfort, but how fucking loud was it when it came out? It probably shook the table.
And you know, if you hold your farts in, it does get reabsorbed back into you.
Your body eats the farts.
Well, it doesn't eat it. It comes out as burps.
Really?
So your breath could be absolutely horrendous if you're burping.
When people say your breath smells like shit, it's because
it
you're
really
probably holding
it. Could be smelling like shit.
That is, I mean, one, it makes total sense. It makes
right.
total sense to me. But yeah. What was the point with, do you fart in front of Nicole?
I mean, yeah, not like purposefully. Like I don't do it. If I can avoid it, yes.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same way. Like if I I'll go into the other room. Or
yeah.
I won't just like.
Like, I try to be
ass.
Polite.
Yes.
I mean, there are times that it happens.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, for the most part, we try to
be cordial.
Yeah. I mean, when you live with somebody for half your life, it all comes out. But, you know.
Yeah. But I feel
like. Try to keep the peace.
Yeah. 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 You leave something to the mystery. Like, sure. I don't pee in front of. I wouldn't. Well, I would. I wouldn't care. I'd be more inclined to pee in front of you than I would my wife.
See, I can pee, but
I couldn't poop in front
no,
of
no, no, I couldn't. That's my time.
That's sacred.
That's my yeah. fucking time. And like, I will, if she's upstairs in the bedroom, like she kind of just gets up from the bed and goes in the bathroom. And they're like, you have to go into the bathroom and then also into the walk-in closet. Like you can't just go into the walk-in closet. Uh-huh. So there's one door for both. And if I'm thinking she's going to need that at all,
yeah.
I'm just going downstairs
yeah.
to the half bath and then don't be bothered.
I do the same thing. Like, I'll just go downstairs and go somewhere else yeah. in the house. You need your phone and...
Oh, yeah. If I happen to walk in the bathroom and just think I'm going to go take a piss and I'm like, well, maybe I got like something else coming out. And I go to take a shit
yeah.
and I realize I don't have my phone. Oh my
will
God.
Will you walk out of the bathroom, go grab your phone, and go back in?
I will pants down penguin walk to try to find my phone.
The fact, I don't know what, I mean, I know people like read magazines and shit like that when.
Oh, that used to be before cell phones, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Sure. But the idea of not having your cell phone in the bathroom while you're taking a shit is.
It's time wasted.
Yes.
I feel like I could send an email. I can catch up on social media. I could do whatever you're sitting there anyway. There's nothing else you can be doing.
Most today I took a shit and looked up Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees.
Before cell phones, I had two. I used to have three subscriptions to magazines.
Okay, hold on. Let me try to guess them.
I actually had more than that. So yeah, you could probably name a couple subscriptions.
FHM.
Yes.
All right. Spin?
No. Very similar to
Rolling
FHM.
Maxim?
Yes.
All right.
FHM didn't last as long as Maxim.
Yeah, okay. Something similar to that?
No. Two more that I had for a while.
Rolling Stone.
No, I was never big into Rolling Stone.
Uh-huh. I give up.
Playboy.
Okay. I was going to say that, but...
And the last one you'll never get, but birds and balloons. Because I love my backyard birds.
Oh my God, there's a new sparrow out. I need to
get... Speaking of birds and blooms, here's, I could toot my horn for a second. Every year, they would have a birdhouse competition.
Uh-huh.
You can make birdhouses and then send it in.
Uh-huh.
And I made a Natty Bow birdhouse, sent it in, and won third place nationwide.
Dude, that's awesome.
Yeah. They sent me $75 gift certificate or like something. I cashed it.
But
it was featured in online. It was featured in their next magazine.
That's awesome.
Oh, whoa. Well, thank you for hanging out with Baltimore's Best Podcast. That's a thing now, Steve.
I know.
Baltimore's Best Podcast.
We are Baltimore's Best Podcast.
So when you guys are talking about podcasts and somebody brings up podcasts, you go, you guys don't listen to Baltimore's Best Podcast? And they go, what's that? Like, Inappropriate with Jim and Steve.
Yeah. Yeah. Inappropriate with Jim and Steve is Baltimore's Best Podcast.
And we will be back next week.
With another...
new banger.
Another banger. Next week, we were trying to stay away from the dirty this week, but we're going back. We're going head. Was it head over heels? Diving in? I don't know.
We're doing all that.
We're getting fucking nasty.
So thanks for hanging out with us for a few minutes this week. Hopefully we, you know, brightened up your Wednesday or your Thursday or whatever day you choose to listen to us, and come back next week and hang out with us again, because we love everyone.
Yep. And go listen to some Mary J. Blige and punch your brother.
For Inappropriate, I'm Jim.
I'm Steve.
See you next week. I don't want to wake up if you're not by my side.